jobs on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I look back over her shoulder, thinking about the sign hanging up on the wall that said everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. And nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Airports getting attention under the infrastructure law.
The White House announcing nearly $1 billion in funding for projects at more than 100 airports nationwide. Some will get new terminals, repairs to air traffic control towers, and enhanced security screening, along with expanded public transit. One of the busiest airports, Chicago's O'Hare, will see streamlined TSA screening and upgraded baggage systems. The funding, part of the $25 billion earmarked for airports from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Kansas City Police not talking about motive or providing much other information about the shooting incident at the end of the city's celebration of the Super Bowl-winning Chiefs. One person was killed, more than 20 wounded by gunfire. Three people are in custody. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted out of the Kennedy Space Center, launching a private company's robotic lunar lander on a flight to the moon. The Nova C Odysseus gets there next Friday. This is ABC News.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. March milk down 41 to 1702, April down 38 to 1729, May down 25 to 1767, June milk down 15 at 1807. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2.5 to 157.5, 40-pound blocks down 7 to 151.5, 2 trade a barrel on the day, cash butter up 0.5 to 271.75, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 118, 1 trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 52 even, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets were sharply lower yesterday after the Consumer Price Index report showed hotter than expected inflation, and that had traders concerned that interest rates would not be reduced anytime soon. Hog markets were mostly higher, a lot of short covering in the market, even though the pork cutout values were lower, but the trade is expecting a potential higher than expected export inspections report this week. February live cattle down $1.35 to $182.40. March feeder cattle down $1.77 to $246.22. February hogs up 95 cents to $75.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all were sharply lower, a risk-off type of trade on the day. Even though corn was oversold, soybeans were pressured as well by the South American harvest. Wheat continued to be under pressure as the dollar remains elevated. That makes U.S. wheat uncompetitive on the world market. March corn down 6.5 to 424.25. New crop down 5.5 to 464.25. March beans down 15.75 to 1170.5. New crop down 10.25 to 1155. March wheat in Chicago down 12 to 585.5. And May down 14 to 583. Minneapolis wheat March down 9.25 to 662.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 357, March 360, April 363, new crop 409. Cash beans 1081, March 1086, April 1086, new crop at 1070. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 379.25, March 382.25, April 393.25, and new crop at 409.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 389, March 386, April 401, new crop 414. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, March 369, April 409, cash beans 1090, March 1093, and new crop at 1080. Meanwhile, Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 369, new crop 409, cash beans 1085, new crop at 1070. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 399, April 409, May 411, new crop 414, cash beans 1121, April 1147, May 1149, new crop at 11 even. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 367, new crop 409, cash beans 1095, new crop at 1080. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 153 to 179, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 160, market cows 75 to 114, bulls 106 to 136, calves 190 to 830, beef steers 157 to 250, Holstein steers 75 to 205. Sheep markets, ewes 105 and down, rams 240 and down, goat markets from Equity, does 120 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 220 to 340, fed lambs 170 to 225, ewes 85 to 130. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wings are here.
Oh, from?
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in five flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for six pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may vary.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, even cooler with a high of 24. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Everywhere I look, the sun.
Let's go, girls.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing.
chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. We talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. For cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, Cowboys Like Us here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning. Well, the snow from overnight continues to move off to the east, but please drive with some extra caution this morning as roads could still be slippery. Looks like it's going to be a little bit cooler for the next few days, but then warm right back up. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Derek Dreyer from Stein Seeds. Had a chance to talk with Derek during last week's Corn Soybean Expo. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. USDA will invest in America's specialty crop farmers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The Department of Agriculture will invest in specialty crop farmers as the industry faces significant challenges. USDA is looking for new ways to support the industry and wants feedback on how to increase the industry's production and processing practices. USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt explains the importance of specialty crops.
Specialty crops are really an important part of American agriculture. They're things like fruits, they're vegetables, they're nuts, they're flour and nursery products. In Colorado, that means things like, of course, potato, floriculture, peaches, onions, beans, carrots, melons. Just a myriad of different crops that are, of course, delicious and nutritious. They beautify our communities and our neighborhood. And they're really an important part about making American agriculture strong and the economy strong across the nation.
Specialty crop farms are facing challenges like climate and sustainability related issues, such as water management and soil conservation programs.
There are a variety of different challenges related to climate, to certain pest challenges that can absolutely devastate or wipe out a crop. But there's also just a lot of opportunity. And I know firsthand, and what I heard from farmers as I visited Colorado is the pride in what they grow. They're growing delicious and nutritious food. They're growing food that is feeding their community, feeding the nation, and feeding the world. And they're growing their local economy, both their agricultural economy as well as their communities.
USDA wants to hear from as many other specialty crop farmers as possible and is asking the community to offer feedback by March 8th at live events and online.
We've pulled together a resource directory so farmers can have one place that they can go to learn about the resources USDA has for specialty crop producers, as well as we're really interested in hearing from producers how the programs that we currently have can continue to support specialty crop production in the future. So this is all online. So the resource directory is there, as well as a portal to be able to provide input. We're gathering input through March 8th, so we really hope to hear from everyone who has suggestions and ideas for USDA, but we also hope that folks will be able to learn about new resources, new opportunities, so that farmers and producers of all sizes will know about the work that we're doing.
You can find the resource directory and submit input online at usda.gov/specialty crops. That's usda.gov/specialty crops. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H-Test versus API SP test limits.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, even cooler with a high of 24. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
That music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down to Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card. pole. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head off over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. And a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beau Soleil's coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show in the club. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and down at the Twist and Shout here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the 20s this morning. Again, that snow continues to move off to the east. And it looks like things will begin to clear out here pretty quickly. Again, we'll have the ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Congratulations to Ron Kruger of Tomahawk. He was inducted into the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association's Hall of Fame for his achievement in the development of the state's potato industry. He at one time worked for Frito-Lay in Starks, Wisconsin at their research farm. I actually know where that is. That wasn't too far from my dad's cabin in Three Lakes. Then he became general manager of Felix Lasky Farms in the Eagle River area, and he stayed there for 30 years. Wow. So congratulations to Ron Kruger, this year's Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association Hall of Fame inductee. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Propane, energy for everyone. In a move that's been welcomed in the beef industry, the USDA recently announced the Remote Carcass Grading Pilot Program, which could allow smaller processors to have their beef graded as USDA Prime Choice or Select. I'll have more details when we come back.
More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California. Or go to propane.com today. It was February 1924, 100 years ago this month, that Congress passed the Agricultural Product Inspections and Grading Act, which established a free, voluntary beef carcass grading service for all meat processors. This was in order to give consumers an indication of the eating experience with a given cut of meat. Most of us today are used to seeing at least three of the grades on beef for sale at the grocery store. That's USDA, Prime, Choice, and Select. While the grading process was free for all in the beginning, that changed in 1946 with the addition of fees for grading under the Agricultural Marketing Act. And over time, a shortage of meat graders developed across the country, making it difficult for small and very small processing facilities to get their product graded, as inspectors could not justify travel expenses to rural areas and producers couldn't recoup the cost for grading, which some have estimated to be as high as $410 per head. Technology, however, might be the answer. At least that's the hope of the USDA with the initiation of the Remote Carcass Grading Pilot Program. Under the pilot, participating processors will be able to take a picture of the ribeye loin, upload it to a secure cloud vault whereby a trained USDA grader based elsewhere in the U.S. will review the image and assign a quality grade within 24 hours. As this is a pilot program, only small and mid-sized processors will be able to participate at first, and grading will be capped at 100 carcasses per facility per week. Patrick Robinette, owner of meat processor Micro Summit Solutions and chair of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association Independent Processor Committee, says this program could reduce the cost of grading from over $400 to $4.56 per head. A regular stampede of savings. I'll have more when we come back.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Both the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association lauded the USDA for the introduction of the Remote Carcass Grading Pilot Program. For small processors interested in bringing the service to their clients, you can learn more at ams.usda.gov/remote-beef-grading. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I feel tears welling up, cold and deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break.
In a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all. Love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to wed her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, lined up behind me like a big parade. Of late to work, road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no buffer. Don't like the way I'm driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate, pain. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline, but cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekans. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association has inducted Ron Kruger into the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association Hall of Fame. Born in Tomahawk to Clarence and Joy Kruger, Ron Kruger's family, including two brothers and sisters, lived on a dairy farm in Irma that had been in the family since the early 1900s. Now, Ron is a graduate of Tomahawk High School and attended UW Stevens Point. He began his career in 1977 as the farm supervisor for Frito-Lay Genetics Research Farm in Starks. After 15 years with Frito-Lay, Ron moved on to become the general manager for Felix Zolski Farms in 1992, and he stayed for 30 years before his retirement in 2022. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack calls the data in the 2022 Census of Agriculture a wake-up call for the industry. In a statement following the release of the census, Vilsack said, "It's imperative that we continue to deliver agriculture policies that create multiple streams of income for new and more competitive models for small and mid-sized farms." The census reports 141,733 fewer farms in 2022 than in 2017. The number of farm acres fell more than 20 million acres from just 5 years earlier. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said increased regulations, rising supply costs, lack of available labor, and weather disasters have all squeezed farmers to the point that many of them find it impossible to remain economically sustainable. Vilsack added, "We're at a pivotal moment in which we have the opportunity to hold tight to the status quo and shrink our nation's agriculture sector further, or we can choose a more expansive, newer model that creates more opportunity for more farmers." Now, the Census of Agriculture showed that the number of farmers over the age of 65 is outpacing younger farmers. Almost 1.3 million farmers are now at or beyond retirement age, while just 300,000 farmers are under the age of 35. The average age of all producers was 58.1, up 6.6 years from 2017. However, this is a smaller increase than the average age increase between prior censuses. There were just over 1 million farmers with 10 or fewer years of experience. That's an increase in the number of beginning farmers from 2017 of 11%. Beginning farmers are younger than all farmers with an average age of 47. The number of producers under age 35, 296,000, comprising 9% of all producers in 2022. 1.2 million female producers accounted for 36% of all producers. And the data shows that 58% of all farms had at least one female decision maker. National Farmers Union this week sent a letter to Appropriations Committee leadership opposing restrictions that would undo work to revitalize the Packers and Stockyards Act. The letter, signed by national, regional, and state organizations, points out that opponents of competitive agricultural markets are seeking to roll back the work USDA has already completed, prevent USDA from making additional progress on the rules, and prevent any similar effort in the future. Damaging provisions were included in an earlier version of the fiscal year 24 appropriations bill, and the same strategy was used by opponents of the act during previous administrations. NFU President Rob LaRue says blocking USDA's work would be a direct hit to fair markets, adding, "Congress should champion family farmers and consumers, not bow to meatpacking monopolies. We urge them to discard this harmful proposal once and for all." Just this week, USDA's first updated Packers and Stockyards Act rule went into effect, with many other rules to follow. Minnesota farmers who grow specialty crops are now eligible for grant funding to help promote and market what they grow. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for its Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. The program is designed to increase the competitiveness of Minnesota specialty crops in both foreign and domestic markets. The deadline for applications, March 21st. More information on crop eligibility and application guidelines is available on the Minnesota Department of Agriculture website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, even cooler with a high of 24. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high right around 30. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, and it's wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate have started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess you did.
gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming.